There is a new scam that is brazen and ballsy that might be happening in your area. It's definitely happening in the Triad area that Jason has made us aware of that involves people coming right up to your front door, which makes it even scarier. They're on property. Mm. And I think Jason thinks it's clever. I think so, too. But it's like kind of scary. So what is it, Jason?
Well, you know, the what's the next door website or
app? The next door app. Yeah,
that's where it was posted. And what it does, what it showed a video like a doorbell camera. And it shows one delivery person. It might have been a UPS driver. Mm-hmm. And they dropped off a box. Mm-hmm. And the box is left at the front porch. And the UPS driver goes away. You know, a couple minutes later, you see an Amazon, what looks to be an Amazon person with the little blue jacket. It says Amazon on mm-hmm. it and everything. And that person is carrying a box similar to the size of what's on the front porch. And they walk up to the door. They put the box down, they take a picture and grab the box that the UPS driver left and brings it back. Apparently, nothing's in the box they leave.
Boy.
So it looks like it's just an Amazon. Because you know how Amazon comes like in different cars, different trucks. I've seen so many different so many different ones. Like there's mm-hmm. the one that's
the big blue truck.
Yeah, it's labeled. Mm-hmm. It's like gray and blue, well, at least in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And but what's happening is this person just follows around packages. And they look to see a similar size package, and they just go, and they're replacing boxes with nothing in it and taking the main package. But nobody's going to stop them. They look like Amazon delivery people, and they have a box, and they're leaving the package at the front door, taking a picture.
Yeah, that is brazen.
This is happening at least. It was hard for me to see on the map exactly where, but it's got to be in the Kernsville, Oak Ridge, Stokesdale area.
Yeah. I mean...
It's just the ones you saw. I mean, I'm sure it's happening everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
And there's a video. We have a video. Are we allowed to post
that? Can we post that? We didn't do it without your permission.
I don't know.
Well, Nextdoor app is a social app.
Public.
So like,
you're right.
You link it to that, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
But because we watched the video, you're like, mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, it's clever if you're a criminal.
Yes.
Because it would be hard to get caught. I mean, it just looks like you're leaving a package.
Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to answer the door anymore. So you're not going to be like, oh, look, my delivery's here, and then go out and greet them. You're just going to wait. You know what I mean? If you're home. If you're not, that's what are you going to do?
How many times have you been home, and I don't know if they even ring the doorbell all the time anymore.
Some do.
Some do,
and then they've been at your front door dropping all packages, and you're just sitting out like watching TV.
Yeah.
In the video, it doesn't show if the Amazon person that looked to be an Amazon person had a some kind of car or anything. You couldn't see that part.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it's definitely, if you just saw them walking up to the door, you would assume
and you're
definitely
doing it maybe
Amazon.
During the middle of the work day.
Oh,
you know?
Right in the day. Right in the day.
Like there's nothing going on.
Man. And I bet you they probably have, I mean, the savvy criminals would have all different boxes of all different shapes and sizes. And then they just pick out the one that looks the closest to the one that's on your porch. Yeah.
And even if they didn't have the right size, the fact that they're going up with a box, dropping it off, taking a picture, and then leaving with a box, he just looks like an Amazon delivery person. He looks like maybe he's taking another box to another house.
Yeah.
Right, like, oh, or maybe it's a missed delivery, or we got the wrong one, if you're even paying attention.
So these people get home, and they open up the box, there's nothing in it.
Yeah, and then even worse, they call FedEx or Amazon or Walmart or whatever and say, hey, I got delivery, and there's nothing in it.
Nothing there.
And then it's going to cost that person more. Jason, it's kind of magic. You know, I know you studied magic as a youth.
Misdirection.
Yep,
the boxes disappear.
Watch my left hand as I swap boxes with my right.
Leave it here.
How many boxes were here?
I was just thinking how disappointed a criminal would be if they stole packages off my porch. Socks.
Yeah, that's the last thing I had delivered. Socks.
Planters, like little planters for my aloe plant. What else did I just
get? They're like, mark that house off the list.
It's like the most random crap of all.
Right.
But nothing that's really of any value.
Except for Ben's stuff, golf clubs.
Yeah, but his come in a different, like, it's you got to sign for it.
The whole deal.
Like, there's no just dropping it off.
I see.
But they're going to hit something good. They're going to hit someone.
Oh, I'm sure they do. Yeah. In lots of places, for sure. I just was thinking my own personal house. It's like, good luck.
I mean, I've had like basketball goals delivered
big, huge
by Amazon.
Things.
I mean, be very heavy. Though.
Yeah.
And sometimes they say, do you want to put it in the garage? Well, like, I'm not going to be, you know, you try to figure that out.
Yeah.
That'd be hard to steal because it's super heavy.
Yeah.
But
you'd have to have more than one person probably.
Yeah. But for the most part, it's Nothing. Socks and just weird stuff.
Yeah. Jason, what would someone get if they took the last thing that was on your porch?
A pooper scoober.
Oh, yeah, I have bags coming for that this week. Yes. Yeah. Did you get the swivel one? The Arm & Hammer swivel?
I did get an Arm & Hammer one.
It's a good one. It's
okay,
a really
I got
good
that one.
One
and this other one.
It's really efficient for scooping all that poop right into the bag.
There's a bag that goes right in. Is that the one you have?
That's the one I have.
Oh, nice. Anyways, I haven't had to use it yet. I'm 75% dog poop in the woods.
Hold on. But you have to pick up your own dog poop now?
Well, 75%.
Wow. Talking about the economy
tough
being
times.
Bad.
Dang. Tough times.
I've got them trained 75% of the woods. Okay. And then I also got another one. You just squeeze it, and it's like a claw. And it
Jason used to pay a company to come pick up his dog poop.
Yep.
Before Grady, because Grady was trained for the woods.
To go to the woods.
But, yes, I hate dog poop in the yard. But now you just got to get
it
right
away. The economy is so bad that he came in. Just pick up his own dog poop.
That Arm & Hammer one.
Yeah. But if he bought two, you get a better deal.
That's right.
I did get that one, Katie. I like how the bags fit in there.
Real quick, there's another scam that just to be aware of that's not as local, but I mean, it can happen locally. It can happen to anybody where people are calling people and saying, hey, you missed jury duty.
Oh.
And we're going to be under arrest. Usually they say your family member missed jury duty. And we basically, if you don't pay this fine, then you're also going to incur a fine or go to jail. Mm. And this family got scammed out of $7,500.
The victim lost $7,500. It was told to us that they were going to use it to purchase a new home. And when they got him on the phone or they made the call back, they told him if they would hang up that call, they would be arrested at that point.
And so people won't get off the phone. They get scared. And I've gotten messages saying it's from the Guilford County Sheriff's Department and you owe us this and you need to call us back right away. And I'm like, what? Or we have a family member, they're like vague about it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
We get a lot of that.
And it was really the sheriff's department. And
I was going to say.
And it was Squidward. I was like, I don't know. He can spend the weekend in jail.
My name is Troy.
Santala. I'm like, no thanks.
Oh, not doing it. I thought you were going to say, like, I really did owe the money.
I'm sure I do.
I forgot to pay.
Yeah, this day and time with all the attorneys I have to deal with, I have no idea.